Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jerry,
yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
we give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Wherever you're listening in from, you're waking up with Linda Mac Shannon, and it is Mindful Monday. How's everybody doing out there, full of those Easter eggs and chasing those bunnies around? Happy, happy Monday. You know, this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization with advisors and consultants to help you reach your goals in leadership training, youth training, workshops, writing, and our focus is on our youth out there. You know, we have a wonderful treat coming on today. Mario Tate, the Tate Experience, and he is the singing chef. He's been with us before, but you know, it's always a pleasure. Before we get going, I'd like to state this to you. You know, we are all human beings, whatever our position. If we open up our hearts and speak with sincerity, we can communicate and touch others on the deepest level. World peace starts the trust between one individual and another. And that's what we're all about here. I'm going to sing this song, or not sing it. I'm going to let him do the singing. But I'm just going to play this because, you know, he's very, very special to me. And I just want to just give you a little taste of this. Waking up with Linda Mac Shannon. Look, you know, we need some love out here also in this world. We need to make sure we're balanced. We have to have concern for others. And politically, the people do not consider the other people. It's a lot of stuff going out here, the mass shooting in Louisville, Kentucky. Just a lot of stuff that's happening. What about the Jones guys out there? You know, our youth, they're not playing out here. They're seeing it speaking up and speaking out. But we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. You know, we have to stop shooting. This hatred and this hopelessness and this inhuman actions that we're doing out here is not going to get it. So it takes our youth to stand up and speak out. And let us know what needs to be done, because you see, they're going to get the job done. We're going to get rolling here. It is Mindful Monday. Mm-hmm.
with every passing minute. Oh, baby, so much joy wrapped up in it.
I just thought I'd play that because that's the way I feel about Mario Tapa singing. Chef Mario, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm well, Linda. Good evening. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, we're going to put this out here ahead of time. We appreciate you so much. We know it's a lot of stuff going on out there. We are so glad that you want to come on and care and share with us this evening. You've been traveling. You're in great demand. 24/7 around the globe. I just want to say thank you. I'm going to be quiet over here because, you know, this is Mindful Monday, and I know there's a lot going on, and you're going to share with us. But before you get going, this is the State Experience One-Stop Shopping. This young man is so bad, once you put your mouth on that fork with his food, you will have no other person fixing anything for you. Mario, you know I have to put it out there because you know you'll theme it, you'll cook it, and you will entertain the guests. And they call you from all over, state to state. You don't have a moment of rest. We appreciate you being with us this evening. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I am so glad to be here. I know I'm Mindful Monday. Usually we're talking about events that I'm doing, cooking or that kind of stuff, but I'm really, this past week has been an experience. I'll just put it like that. There's so much going on. There's so much going on in the world. We really need to be mindful, and mindful in particular ways. You know, life is very short, and we have to care about how we treat one another. You know, I went on the vacation with my family to the Outer Banks in North Carolina. It was a beautiful house. We had a wonderful time. But I also got to have some conversations with some of my, you know, great nieces and nephews. And we've got to, us elders in the community, we have to really watch the things that we do and say, because the young people are watching us, and it's so easy for a lot of them to be led astray or convinced of things that are not legit. And we have to mind for the sake of our young people. You know, we've got some brilliant hearts and minds out there that are on the front lines, you know, standing up every day. And I just looking on what happened in Tennessee last week with the expulsion of the two young senators, those two brilliant young men, and who had really not committed any type of offense other than breaking a rule that really didn't call for anything but censure. But they were expelled, and that was totally, in my opinion, racially based. It was not because of what they had actually done in the chamber while going into a recess. It was more about who they were before they even ran for these seats that they hold or held in Congress. These were two young men who were on the front lines of the Black Lives Matter movement in Tennessee. And it was all based on teaching these little young black boys to stay in their place. And it was heartbreaking to watch this occur on national television. I watched the entire hearing, which really wasn't a hearing. It was basically, this is what's going to happen. They had already made up their minds. There was nothing that the young men could say that was going to change the minds of these people. And the reason that I think we really, as people, especially those of us who profess to be faith-based in our lives, we have to stop being judgmental and stop falling for the okey-doke I'll just put it like that, because our young people need us to stand with them and stand behind them and be at their backs, keeping them propped up and positioned to, because the world is, no matter what, the world is going to change. We cannot avoid it. And these young people, and it's not, what I love about what's happening is that it's not black, it's not white, it's not just Latino, it's not just Asian, it's a multicultural movement of young people, because they're tired of the same old same. And you know what, frankly, we all ought to be. I'll be 60 years old next year, 59 on my next birthday, and I am sometimes perplexed, sometimes not shocked at all by the things that I'm seeing. There's such a climate of hatred and bigotry and ignorance and self-centeredness. And anybody who does not see it as a movement of the people, because we can't give away our power to these people. We vote these people into office, and they are really there in these positions to represent us, right? And so if we just sit back and do nothing and watch these people just run amok and do what they want to do, how they want to do it, without any consideration for the constituents who sent them to this, to Washington or to the state capitals, if we just sit back and watch these things happen and we don't stand up and speak out. I, in my youth, was very proactive in protest, and I like to think that the things that I did in my youth were monumental and made a difference. You know, I was a part of making in Los Angeles. I was, through my creative efforts, my singing and music, I participated in a great amount of rallies and what have you in the 1980s to make Dr. King's birthday a legal holiday in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And we dealt with, when I was in high school, we dealt with the Board of Education that was being led by this racist woman from the San Fernando Valley, who they had started cutting all the arts programs in the schools around Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And my school, Crenshaw, which was, you know, we had a great football team, but they weren't cutting out the sports. They wanted to get rid of the music and the arts and the things like that. And we staged protests. We went down to the Board of Education, and we forced them to listen to our voice, because we were the ones who were being affected by it. And so mm-hmm. I want to say to all of us that are over 45 years old, we have a duty, nay, an obligation to stand with these young people. You know, put your voice out there. Stand with them. We really, the times are so, I've dealt with a lot of death in the past week. And it's really made me look today, all day long today. I've been just thinking about how precious life is.
Yes.
You know, we've got our young men and our men being killed in the streets. All of this craziness with these new gun laws. Where in the state of Florida, where I have a great deal of my family, this governor has just passed a no permit law that allows anyone to walk around with a concealed weapon, which means that they're going to be tags on the lives of black, brown, and non-white. I don't mean
of
to
course.
Offend anyone, but it's the truth. They're walking around with targets on their backs. And
mm-hmm.
people are just being allowed. This is why we have to, our voice, if we don't get up and stand up and vote, and it's not just about voting, it's also getting involved. We really
yes.
need to get involved. If you're not involved, I say to you, find something that speaks to your viewpoints and your what you feel and how you think, and get involved in it, not just for the day when you go to the poll and vote, but we have to be active year around, because these issues, if you're not out there in it, you don't know what's going on. And you can't rely on the news. I have nothing against the media or free speech, freedom of the press, but you've got to get involved for yourself so that you know the facts for yourself, because you can't always rely on those sources to give you the full picture of what's actually going on concerning the issue or the issues that are out, that these young people are out there fighting for. You know, so much has happened in the past year that really, really, really has me mindful today. You know, I watched those young men speak last week, and it really reignited the activist in me, because the brilliance of these young men, for those of you who didn't get to watch it or see it, please, you can go to YouTube, you can go to Google, and watch the things that these young men had to say, and the eloquence and the rooted determination to continue to fight. And we can't leave them out there by themselves. We have to be out there with them. We have to be mindful of how we treat each other. We have to be mindful how we treat our elderly, because we one day will be them.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
it's just so important that we treat each other with love and compassion and respect. And when we live in that way, that's what comes back to us.
I'm in agreement with that. Yes.
It is so important. You know, I enjoy talking political things, but I'm not even making this a political thing. It's a human rights thing.
There's
no such thing. In my viewpoint, I understand race and all of that, but I want to make this very clear from my point of view. There's one race, and that's the human race.
Yes, it is.
No one is greater than any other, and no one is less than any other. We are all human beings trying to live the best life that we possibly can. And if we just allow people to be, and I don't mean people who are rooted and geared by evil and negativity and destruction. I'm talking about it's a very simple thing, because we were not created in all of that. We were not born in all of that. It is so much easier to be kind. It takes less energy. You know, when you invest yourself into all of that, it truly takes an effect on you, not just spiritually, but physically. You know, it affects the way you look, your presence. You know, it's just a road that leads to nowhere.
Yes, it is.
And my heart today is extremely full. You know, like I said, I've been dealing with people passing for the past week. I just yesterday, my god sister woke up to her partner lying next to her, deceased in the bed. You know, it's just, life is so short. We have to care more, and it doesn't cost us anything to care.
It doesn't cost a thing, as I stated before. You know, the hatred and all the hopelessness and the inhuman acts that are happening, those things have to change. But I'm in full agreement with you, Mario. I'm so glad you're singing a different song. This is the singing ship, okay? And he's singing it today. Okay, well, let's say it the way we say it. He's not singing it, he's singing it, okay? Because he's moving fully from his heart. And he always moves from his heart. But I'm in total agreement with you. The determination and the treatment that we have to deal with. And then, like, we state what needs to be stated. I don't like a lot of controversy. I always say we're not doing political, but we all political. And we all better be political. And I'm in agreement with you. You know, to get out there and to get involved, because you cannot get it from the media. You cannot get it from your neighbor. You have to be sitting at the table putting the carrots in the soup, okay? And
100%.
That's where everything is started, and that's where everything is done out there. You know, I keep my tennis shoes ready. I'm that asphalt queen. I've been walking carrying banners all my life, okay? I think when I was in my diapers, I was walking around getting it together. So it is something that I look at the young adults, I say, you know, no one can make you feel less than what you are, because you have to remember the greatness from which you came. Okay, see, it's a lot of work there. And with the young adults, the blood runs to the bottom. It runs to the bottom.
Yeah.
So the reason why we're all here is because who was at the top of that? You know, with the head is crooked, so is the whole body. But we didn't come from crookedness.
That's right.
We came from spent determination, and we're here to prove it. So I'm not saying I admire you. It is something to be mindful of, Mario, and we're seeing a different side, but I'm feeling your heart because I know you, okay? And like you said, life is very, very short, and we have to. We have to be kind. What happened to love? But then again, I understand it. Because how can someone give love when they don't know how to love themselves? See, it starts with you. It starts with you.
And I agree with you. We have to remember that.
Yes, it starts with you. And we're being watched because it's our behavior. Okay? Let's put it out there. And with all this confusion and all these distractions and dissatisfaction, we are speaking and screaming of democracy. This crap I'm seeing ain't nothing about democracy to me. What is going on?
Nothing democratic about it whatsoever.
Yes, which makes me want to put
as a society, we cannot allow the few to control the many. That have these hateful, evil agendas are a minority in this country.
Yes.
Those people who have hope and believe in justice and who believe in right and the law and following the law, we are a greater majority than those people. And they talk out of both sides of their mouth. On one hand, they want you to believe that they're standing up for something righteous, but it's their self-righteousness that they're standing up for. They're not standing up for the people at large.
No. We get an idea.
They're standing
those,
for big business. Big business and the gun lobbies and the gun manufacturers and the tobacco manufacturers and all of these companies that really don't do anything to give back to the community.
They rape them.
They don't care about the people. It's all about getting richer. It's all about getting more. It's all about a self-centered existence. And my mother would always say, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
You'll fall for anything. And like I say, just because position and title don't mean anything, and because you sit in your butt on that satin pillow in that seat that you were voted into, remember how you got there, okay? Now, that's when I say get involved. You know, I rise up on the pulpit over here because I'm putting on my pearls right now, and I'm pulling out my suits. I think I need to go out there and have some conversations. And when I step up, they don't like to see me coming, okay? Yeah. But I'm coming, and I don't back down, and I don't care.
Yeah. Each one teach one.
So, each one teach one. You know that's what the philosophy is. And remember the blood that runs through your veins and the greatness that you came from. And I saw a smidgen of it. I'm glad they got to bring them back in. But, that's the way it has to be. But I'm Southern, and you're Southern. And we going to say, no, it wasn't because of this and it wasn't because of that. It's like you getting out of your place. It's no such box or place for greatness. Okay,
absolutely.
It's no such
absolutely
box or place for human. Okay, it's a human thing here. Has nothing to do with color. It's human. When you go and you say this party and that party and that party is blaming the blame, it's all about the people. You must understand how you got there. So what make you think you got all that pull? I get comments and and requests to write down and submit stuff every day. I said, well, they said, well, she's not coming out, and, you know, she's a bit shy. But do you really want her to come out? Do you want her to step through that door with them perils on and that suit? Because I take, no, and I don't, I'm not here for friendship. I don't care if you like me or not, because I already know. How can you like me when you don't even know how to like yourself? See, that's my thing, and I move forward from that. So my baby that I teach to stand up, speak out, be aware of it, and don't retreat, okay? You cannot retreat. But they're so confused. There's so much going on, and I can tell you one thing. See, it's the youth that makes the change, okay? They say the youth is the future, The youth is the present.
And we can't be afraid of it, because they're not going to do things the way we would have done them. It's a different generation. But we were considered radical and different by the people that were ahead of us.
Yes.
So each generation brings about the change in a different way. And it's not, change is not comfortable. So we can't be sitting on our couches and sitting in front of our TVs and just sitting around waiting like the change is going to come without us participating. And we have to lead with love and lead with compassion and lead with understanding.
Yes.
Wisdom is a principal thing.
Yes.
Wisdom is a principal thing, so get knowledge. But in all of your getting, get an understanding.
Yes, yes. It's very important that, you can always agree to disagree, but it takes everybody. Dialogue is the key, and the voice does the work, and we all know that. And I'm looking at, I have someone in on here, you know, Tiffany with I See It, I Change It, I Control It, and I Complete It is on here with us briefly. She's been on a big project, and if you don't mind, I'd like to bring in Mario, and she's a different kind of lady. She's that empress, but she gets you the way and the subject that we're speaking of. If it's okay, Tiffany with an I, are you with us this evening?
I am. How are you this Mindful Monday?
Yes, it's mindful, and the singing chef is singing today. Okay,
I know you can understand
his tune. I know you can understand his tune, and I am so appreciative that, you know, we are so authentic and transparent that we can do this, but we all move from our heart, and we're all about the people, and we're all about the change, but more so we're all about our youth. So I here you are, Mario. This is Tiffany with an I See It, Change It, and Get It Complete on here with us. Tiffany, what do you have to say about what Mario just shared with us?
I agree. We just don't see enough activity out there, people who want to change. Now, there's a bunch of people who don't like what's going on, and they complain about it all the time. And my thing is, it's going to come to a point where the people are going to be forced to use their voices. It hasn't gotten 100%. There just yet. But it will get there, and when we get there, this whole system will change because everyone's tired. I don't know. I can't tell you how many individuals I speak to on a daily basis that are talking about, you know, whether it's the cost of living or the conditions of our city or anything, you know, the political realm and how no one cares. And, you know, I listened to it, but I said, well, what are you doing about it? Or, you know, either you go out and vote, your voice has to be heard. Because these people are in these offices because you put them there. They didn't go out on their own. You put them there, so you have the right to get them out. If they're not doing their job, then they need to come out. Because everyone has to be for
You can put them there two ways. You can put them there by voting, and you can put them there by not voting.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm agreeing with that.
Everyone has to take 100% responsibility and get out there. And like I was saying earlier, not just the voting day, but you got to stay connected to the issues all the time.
You're right.
Not just part
of the time,
you know?
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right.
You know, need support. They need us, you know, doing whatever it is we need to do. If it's just bringing them a bottle of water while they're out there marching, showing them that we've got their backs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's really,
I get it.
Really,
I mean,
important.
My dad was part of that civil rights movement, and I'm very strongly connected to it, so I understand it, and I've been in my own advocacy dealing with it and dealing in the community, and you're absolutely right. The effort has to come not from only voting, but from just getting out there, you know, whether it's handing somebody a bottle of water, like you said, but just getting out there and being present. And I think what you both have said tonight with the youth is that they don't really know what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up understanding it because we were living it, and our parents, you know, kind of made us do things, even though we didn't want to, but we have a stronger understanding, and I think that was a great benefit to us. The children today, or the ones coming up, they have no idea how they even came to be, like how this gravy train even was created for them. So it's like if you don't, you know, and it is our responsibility to teach them, but they have to want to get the information as well. They want, you know what I'm saying? They have to have a thirst for the knowledge of the change. And that you're right. You can't sit there like, you know, and just watch everything and watch the parade go by and pretend like none of this exists. I mean, it all
applies to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
It does, and I thank you so much for sharing your thoughts, Mario, on the subject matter, because not everyone wants to take a side, and there are too many people that do, but there's something to be said from a neutral position. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not saying it's right, it's wrong, suggesting what people need to do, and that it's a human rights issue. And I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, oh, they want to take this side, that side, blame other people. But you can't do that. You really need to take a step back, look at it from a different perspective, from a neutral perspective. And, you know, and I'm not mad at whatever works for whoever, whatever, why your reasons are. I don't care about that. But as long as you get out there and we become one, like you said, as part of humanity, because we're all connected. So this can't change unless we all connect, because we're all connected. And it has nothing to do with being purple, green, yellow, blue, any of that. It has everything to do with coming to the table as different cultures coming to the table to combine their wisdom, their knowledge, and realize that we all need each other. I mean, we can't, one can't do without the other. So I really appreciate your saying that, you know, earlier. That was a very nice statement. And yes, Mario, I have heard so much about you. You don't even understand. When I have conversations with Linda.
Yes. It's a pleasure to finally hear your voice and meet you in this way, and hopefully in the near future we'll get to meet personally.
Oh, yes. I would absolutely love that. I've heard just so much about your cuisine and your events, and I'm like, I have to go. If I don't do anything this year but attend one of Mario's events, I'll be good. If I don't attend any other events.
That would be great. We're going to make that happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Mario and Tiffany with an I. Mario, Tiffany, she spells, I call her Tiffany with an I, because she observes and she sees it, she changes it, and she completes it, okay? And we are so happy. I'm excited over here because I'm listening to both of you over here, and Tiffany know how I am. You know, I said, well, we're not going to go this way, we're not going to go that way. But, you know, when something has to be done, it has to be done. And so we, on Mind for Monday, we are always here giving persons things to be mindful of. Mario comes on if he's doing an event or if he's working on something, we talk about that. He tells individuals, you know, how to prepare, what to do, because, you know, he is the one-stop shopper. He has, my bows have had it for years and years and years. So when I hear event, I pass his number out because I say, if you want it done right, you want to contact him. It's going to be done right. And the same thing with you, Tiffany. I said, if you want to hear it and you want to hear it clearly, you want to go with Tiffany with the knot. And you guys know I straddle the sidewalk over here. I'm not blowing around like a leaf at a tree, but you know, sometimes I have to take that calm down tree. Okay, because I can get out there and get it.
Mario
was saying when they were doing the protests in the streets over here, you know, our event, I had my tennis shoes hanging on the doorknob. And every time I go grab them, I say, no, fix them some tuna sandwiches and take them some water. Let them have that asphalt out there. You know, let them get out there and do it. Just be there to support. Because at one particular time, when you say civil rights, freedom riders, I come from them rabble-rousers. And as I always state, the blood runs to the bottom. So I'm the bottom of the barrel. And I can tell you some stories that will make you cringe. But we must teach our young adults. That's what it's all about. They see it, those young men. I was just looking at them with awe. Okay, I said, you know what? And sit down and still had something to say. And I've been in those situations many, many times when you're expressing yourself or when you're trying to get some clarification and there's those around who feel that they could overtalk you or talk while you talk, and I just have to shut up and jump on the desk and tell them I'm still talking. Shut up. Okay? And they are really truly in shock. Now, you don't think, I don't like to do that, but if that's necessary, I have to talk to you in your language, okay, because I'm still talking and I got something to say. If you do not want to hear it, get up and leave the room. You know, you guys know me. So that's why I try to stay cool and balanced over here and do the best that I can do because I already know. But I think, Tiffany, and I'm bringing you along too, and you too, it's time to suit it up, boot it up, put on the pearls, put on the suits, and get involved out there because there's some changes that need to be made, okay? And it's all about the people. Call us whatever you want to call it, but it's across the board. Okay, when you have these organizations that are supposed to be for the people and they place who they want to place there, well, you just putting bad toast over bad toast. Clear it out. Remove those seats and let somebody else sit on those silk pillars, if that's what you want to call it. But the ones that are sitting on those silk pillars better demonstrate that they're about the people. They better demonstrate decency, diversity, no distraction, and no destruction. Now, those words mean democracy to me. Do you guys agree with me on that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, y'all got it up out of me. Mine for Monday today with the singing chef and Tiffany with an eye. I'm just loving it because it has to be done. And where we put our focus and our interest is on the game.
And I know that when you asked me to come on, you wanted me to talk about the vacation and, you know, and how things were. And it was a beautiful time. But the reason these two young congressmen's story was so encouraging to me and the whole chain of events, after looking at and listening to the dignity and the power in which they spoke to their own defense and with the elegance and the eloquence and class that they did it, I was inspired after having been a little disappointed after having some conversations with some of my great nephews on the vacation. And it was political. And, you know, the reason that I say it's so important, and especially to the point that Tiffany made about them not knowing, I'm listening to my nephews, and they were speaking a lot of I'll just put it like this. In conversing with them, I felt like they had drank the Kool-Aid. They all live in Florida, and they were speaking to this far-right extreme view that's occurring in the state. And I was totally blown away. I mean, to use a term from the old people, my mother was turning over in her grave, listening to the things that were coming out of their mouths. And this is why it's so important for those of us who know, like Tiffany said, and who know what where it came from and what it comes from and what it entails, we have to teach them because they're believing what's online and what's put out there without any sort of looking into the details to find out what's the truth and what's false.
Yes.
And so they were so encouraging to me because I was listening to some old souls standing before those that system of white supremacy that was trying to cast them down. And they stood up with dignity and spoke so eloquently and powerfully that it moved my soul.
Okay.
And as I said, it reignited the activists in me.
Okay.
You know, and so it's really important that we teach them, like Tiffany said, it's very important that we teach them because if you don't know history, if we don't learn from history, we are doomed to repeat it.
And as my friend James Baldwin say, once you know from whence you came, there can be no limitations to where you can go. And that comes from those stories. You got to know your blood.
Absolutely.
Okay, you have to understand your blood and know where you come from and be willing to stand firm and flat-footed and get it on out there. It's not about popularity. See, the most important thing that you should be worried about liking is continue to like yourself so you can like others, okay? Other than that, you got to see it, speak it, stand up, and say it, okay? Or shall we say today with the singing chef with us, you got to sing it, S-A-N-G, not S-I-N-G. S-A-N-G.
That's 100%.
Yes, Tiffany is humble.
You know.
Tiffany is gracious. Tiffany just presented a different kind of way, but Tiffany's not a joke, and that's why she's part of this family. You want to hear about some history? We're going to have a history training course, and we're going to have her headed up. Boy, she'll make your head spin. Okay, Tiffany? When you going to do that? I know that you're busy. I know you're on a project. I'm so glad you took our time, but we need
I'm preparing
you.
For that. I'm preparing for just what you're talking about. That's to come because I think, you know, we're getting the messages by other people who have written a different story.
Yes.
So, and we need to be able to understand our story. And then present it the way that it was supposed to be so that no one's confused.
Yes.
Because I was talking to someone yesterday, and the culture of people that I'm talking about do rule the world. Music, whatever, and it's dress, I mean, anything, fashion, and especially through music. So when... You got to be careful when you talk about certain things that you understand the truth of what you're saying. Like Mario, you know, you were saying too. You know, there are different cultures, and some of the stories told about cultures have to be revised and have to be rewritten so that we can bring the truth. Because right now, you know, like you say, some people are drinking the Kool-Aid, perhaps that is not, that doesn't go along with actually what is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I get it. I mean, I do understand this whole paradigm, but we must be, you know, able to tell our stories the way it was in the beginning, how they were told in the beginning, you know?
Yes.
So, I will be doing that, Miss Linda.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm ready. That's all I can say. I'm ready to do whatever needs to be done because, like I said, you know, it's not your circle that you have around you. It's who has your back, okay? Because we can all be popular. We can know this and we can know that. But how are you putting it out there? You know, I've been a chatty catty all my life. When I was two, they would kick me out the living room because they didn't want me hearing it. And I had something to say, but I shouldn't be in there with grown folks. So I get kicked out and stick my head back in the window and say what I had to say, okay, because I had something to say.
and have been that way all of my life. I try to do it a different way, but, you know, what is your purpose here? What is your journey to your purpose? You've got to take a bow to something. My bow is the youth. I know how you guys feel about the youth, and I can say that the youth are hurting right now. And when I teach workshops and they tell them, sit down, please sit down. If you don't want to hear it, get up and leave, because I am not going to stop saying what I have to say. And after I complete it, I want you to get up here and repeat it to make let me know that you heard what I was saying. So my purpose is a twofold purpose. Tiffany going to tell that history, and she got the history book, Mario. Okay, I mean from another perspective, from the beginning, okay?
We'll
sit down. You guys have never met each other in person, but it's all a connection here. And like we say, we're all connected here together. You know, I'm your mirror, you're my mirror, and we have to be mirrors for others, but we definitely have to present that behavior and teach the youth because they are hurting. That's all I can say. They know they do everything. And if you want something done, you give it to them, and it's going to get done quickly. Might not be done in the way you would do it, but it's going to get done. So that's how much I commend and care, and I have trust in them. But sometimes when you're out there with that confusion and all these distractions and all these stories, as Tiffany said, we have to teach them. So teachers, pull out your PhDs, and we must get together. The stories have to be told, and we need persons that aren't shy about doing it, because if we don't do it, it's a lost cause. That's all I can say. It's lost.
So Linda, I want to thank you for having me on tonight and allowing me to spill my heart. I'm on the move. You know, I'm on a mission. I hadn't made it home yet, so I had to stop what I was doing and call in, because I was trying to make it home, but I hadn't made it there yet. And I'm so thankful for you having me on, and I am excited about our future, because where there is no hope, where there's no vision, the people perish. And we've got to have hope, and we've got to keep those dreams of these young people alive so that we, not just them, but we all have a future.
Yes, I agree. And Tiffany's
and
on
Tiffany,
with us.
And Tiffany, I am looking forward to hearing from you again and meeting you. I am so excited. I am so honored and pleased to have met
so
you.
Oh, absolutely. So am I.
Yes. Okay, Linda, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it.
I know it. It's not the same thing back to you. Please carry on moving forward, and I'll speak with you later on, Mario. Thank you. That is a singing step.
You ladies have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
He gave you
a song today. Thank you,
Mario.
Thank
you. Have a great night.
Thank you. Tiffany with an I, I'm so glad that you could break away and have a cup of tea and get on and do what you had to do with us. We appreciate you also. So I know you have to get back to your thing. I'm going to say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I'm so glad that you guys had that connection. I knew it would be a fit. And like you say, he's family. You just haven't met him in person. But we'll all get together and do what we have to do. And if I can say to you, if you want to leave us with today, and then we're going to call it. We said this was mine for Monday, short and sweet, but it got a little lengthy, but it was a good lengthy. Okay,
so what
you going to leave us with this evening?
I would just say that, you know, things can get better, and they're going to get better, and we all have to put in effort. It requires work for the change that we want. And so I don't want people to feel discouraged, because I talk to a lot of people, and some people just really feel discouraged, like there's nothing they can do about anything, but there absolutely is. And those who are going to be part of the change, or in the next phase, or, you know, for the next generations, they'll be coming forth and making it happen. So there's some good people out there, some good people who are for the people, who can either, you know, have a position in office or have a different position amongst the people But there are definitely people out there that understand what people are going through as they've gone through it themselves. Like, I guess sometimes when you are a legislator, you might forget where you came from. But, you know, it's nothing like that new blood that just got out of it and is looking to change what they just got out of. So,
right.
I'm excited and, you know, very hopeful for the future. And Mario left a good, you know, his message was great. And his ending, you know, he says, yeah, there is hope. Just keep it at the forefront of your mind. And just don't be discouraged. Just know that it can happen, and it takes every one of us to do.
It does. And on that note, I'm going to say, I don't know what your schedule was like, but please check back in with me. Afterwards, I need to share something with you that cannot be aired out publicly, so I'd like to speak with you personally. But
okay.
I'm going to go down, and I'm going to say again, we believe in each one, teach one here, and to never, ever forget that no one is better than you, and you're no better than anyone else. Keep that in mind, and it's a total blend. It's a universal blend. There is hope. This hopelessness will turn around. This hatred has to go. And we will all respect one another with nothing but kindness. And on that end, I'm going to say good night. It's 9 for Monday. Keep it in mind. Tiffany, I'll call you later. Have a good evening, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
this song we're singing. Why don't you sing it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on a master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do.
Others have a deal. We care, share, we love all through the land.